This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The Good Day program on the air. I'm Doug Steffen, known as Mr. Good Day to a lot of people here and there. And my grandson doesn't call me that, though. He calls me Gramps. I like that better than Mr. Good Day.
I like that, Gramps.
Gramps. Right. Okay, so here we are on Thursday, the 2nd of March. Jay Kirshner and Doug Steffen blowing through lots of information, conversation, good stuff like this story. This is for those who live in the colonial cities of America, people who are on the East Coast. Here's the story of a surgeon who ran about a mile to and from a hospital to pick up a liver for his patient after the courier's route was blocked by the Philadelphia road system, the grid, whatever, who knows. Lots of marathon runners. And this guy wasn't about to wait, so he's, by the way, 66 years old. This is Dr. Adam Bodzin, B-O-D-Z-I-N, trying to operate on Charles Rowe, who's waiting on the operating table for a liver so that he can have a liver transplant.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Save his life.
Walking everything up. And when there is an organ transplant happening, the transportation part of that transplant, the clock is ticking. And
right.
Yep, a surgeon was like, you know what, out the door, I'll do it myself.
So he runs
full service
around the marathon at a couple of different points. Apparently the police, the organizers, didn't know what was going on. The police said there were access points for emergencies that would go to the hospital, but apparently that didn't work, or something was snafu'd. So the doctor said, so he's running. You can see him, picture him, weaving back and forth along the marathon route through the stream of runners to reach the driver, take the container. The liver's on ice.
Mm-hmm.
And he goes back the same way and gets into the operating room. Quick thinker that he is, managing that transplant so the liver is all set and the guy's good.
Yeah.
Hooray!
That is just amazing. And events like these, event organizers and police do have access points for emergencies that may happen, especially heading towards the hospital. But this courier could not find their way. And even consulting police just was still struggling to navigate these streets.
Mm-hmm. So there you go. Something else. Another good deed that is done by a good person on the Good Day program. Back to the weather discussion that we're having off and on this week, this month, this year, this big storm that has spread. We're getting tons of rain. It reminds me, when I look outside today, over at the barnyard where the animals are, it's kind of like last weekend in Los Angeles, the same pouring, heavy rain, downpours, and that's the result of this storm. We're not going to get any snow out of it. A lot of places in the country have gotten a lot of snow. As a matter of fact, out at Yosemite, the park has been closed all week because of the snow. And it looks like it will be, as the snow continues to be a factor out there in that neck of the woods. The weather is always a factor. We live with the weather. That's how we live. We live and die by the weather. And it causes a lot of heartache, also causes a lot of pleasure. Think about all, if you don't like the weather, look outside, rain, snow, cold. But think about in a month or two or three when spring starts, things start to grow. You look at the blue sky. You love the warm rays of the sunshine. You go jump in your pool, or you go to the ocean, or you go wherever. Think about that as you moan and groan about the weather. Okay, just think about how nice it'll be in a few weeks or a few months. I wonder, with that crash, the train crash in Greece, is there any reason to suspect the weather had anything to do with this, or is it just bad management? Looks like just bad management to me, but who knows? There are lots of different things that could impact. You know, heavy fog, you won't be able to see the other train, even though it wasn't supposed to be there. So apparently people in Greece are so upset about this that there are rioters in the streets. The government is trying to convince people that they're going to do an independent investigation so that justice will be served for all of these people who were killed.
Yeah, well, they're definitely calling it human error. Another situation, human error. This time, there were so many fatalities.
Yeah, right.
And I wonder, are they protesting to make sure that something gets done? Because what happened protesting. In Ohio is, it is on the not just the national level of news, but it is being discussed all over the world. And the people of Greece are probably like, this is not okay. Do something.
Mm-hmm. All right, speaking about what's not okay and the drug culture that we live in, and I use that term because I think commercial drugs, even though they have helped a lot of people, a lot of people's lives are better because we have, as the doctor says, we have drugs for that. Okay, good. But then there are other things that come about as a result. Dr. Ken Kronhaus in this week's Good Day Health, the hour that he's in, you have 2 hours that play on many of these same stations over the weekend, Dr. Jack Stockwell and then Dr. Ken Kronhaus. And Ken talks about the insulin, the situation with insulin and also statins, the new things that are on the market. You can take a shot. But the prices on these shots are crazy. And drugs, these kind of drugs are not being paid for by insurance yet because they're considered experimental. I got to tell you something. If Ken Kronhaus says they're okay to take, they're no longer experimental. He doesn't say that anything is okay unless he thinks it's been through every kind of peer review and every kind of test that it has to go through.
Oh, that's
so. Anyway, Eli Lilly is the focus this week of complaints because they seem to manufacture more insulin products than anybody else. And people with a lot of diabetes problems, and a lot of folks can't afford, they don't have the right insurance, can't afford it. So with pressure, apparently some of it coming from the government, which isn't an appropriate thing for the government to do. It seems that they're so much in hock individually with drug makers. So Eli Lilly said in an announcement yesterday they will cut the prices on insulin products. Don't say how much, but I'm sure it's a result of pressure. That's what happens, right? You make a lot of noise, squeaky wheel gets the grease, bingo. So when we have to apply that to other pharmaceutical items and companies. The courts in Georgia siding yesterday with the pharmacies, the pharmaceutical companies. This is the first lawsuit brought to trial by victims of the opioid epidemic. And yet in Georgia, the courts decided, Supreme Court of Georgia, that the pharmaceutical companies are not liable for you or your family or somebody in your family, somebody you know who died of opioid overdoses. So who is responsible? The person who takes it, I guess ultimately, right? But, you know, then where do we go from there? You get hooked on it, you can't get away from it, I don't know. Opioids, the whole business goes back as far as man's history. People have always found things to smoke or drink or ingest in some way, shape, or form to make them feel better. Isn't that what it's about, after all? Isn't that what marijuana is about? Isn't that what, to come up with LSD or other things that were taken when I was a kid, it was all supposed to make you feel better.
Well, a lot of it starts off as recreational, and then we're finding out a significant number are starting off from medicinal prescriptions first.
Yeah, painkillers.
It just goes straight into the addiction side.
Yeah, that's what happened to Limbaugh when he was addicted to. Remember that? He was addicted because, you know, he was in pain because of what was going on with his hearing and stuff. So, at any rate, the parents who should have power over their children's education, this is a real issue. And I thought it was interesting, the Republicans this week introduced what they call the Parents' Bill of Rights. Have you heard about this?
I thought parents already did have this. Doug, when you were in school, and especially during like sex education, parents had to sign off on that. And I remember there were some classmates that their parents did not sign off, and they were just removed from that specific day's lesson to a study hall or something else.
Yeah, I don't remember ever my parents ever being consulted. I know when I made elective choices in high school, I did have to bring it home. They had to sign off on it. But the electives were, you know, like Latin and Spanish and certain types of chemistry. There wasn't anything that was... I think one of the things we missed out on, frankly, when I was a teacher, I thought this, and I think it even more now. One of the things, we have too much wokeism being discussed and taught in schools and not enough about how we work, how our mind works, how our body works. I think health education ought to be mandatory along with physical education, and it's not. Now, if you think that in sex education they're teaching you how to do it, and then you have the right under this Bill of Rights to say, yeah, I don't want my child in that class. So.
Well, they're not just teaching how to do it. They're also teaching, like...
Well, no, they are, but that's what the ignoramuses on some of these school committees. I remember having the discussion here in Framingham when I was a teacher with one of the members of the school committee, who I spoke in favor of having a health ed course, and I even said, I'll teach it. I'll teach an extra course to teach children about their bodies and how they work and how your stomach works and how your heart works and how your head works and how the blood system. So, you know, and in part of that, you learn about how everything works in your organs.
Yes, how life is created and the scientific medical sense. And unfortunately, it does kind of go hand in hand of how babies are made and what it is. But then to be responsible, you also say, like, how to prevent that.
Which in that level, certainly by the time you get into high school, like it or not, you need to teach youngsters how not to get pregnant. That's just the way it is. Anyway, so this is so that you have a say in your children's education, according to what Kevin McCarthy says, anyway, providing parents with a list of books and reading materials. So hopefully this is based on, see, the wish here is that you're going to make educated decisions, not decisions based on what some political ignoramus says should or shouldn't be taught in school. You make up the mind. If you don't want this exposure for your children, you make up your mind, not the state.
Yes.
Ron DeSantis shouldn't be telling the schools what they ought to have for books or what they ought not to have for books, even though I think there's a lot of stuff in the school libraries that is bad and just plain crap. But you need to be more involved in your child's education. Come on. 18 past the hour.
Wendy's knows cold and soggy fries are the worst.
So soggy.
That's why we're serving up hot and crispy fries all day, every day.
And all night until close.
With natural cut potatoes, sea salted to perfection.
Show me that potato skin.
Wendy's hot and crispy aren't like other fries. We're your dream fry. Choose wisely. Choose Wendy's hot and crispy fries.
Guaranteed to be hot and crispy. If yours aren't, bring them back and we'll replace them.
Moments like hearing my cat purr good morning mean a lot to me. But after being diagnosed with metastatic breast cancer, or MBC, which is breast cancer that is spread to other parts of the body, they mean even more. I take Ibrance. Palbociclib.
Ibrance 125 milligram tablets with an aromatase inhibitor is for postmenopausal women or for men with HR-positive, HER2-negative MBC as the first hormonal-based therapy. Ask your doctor about Ibrance and visit Ibrance.com. Ibrance may cause low white blood cell counts that may lead to serious infections. Ibrance may cause severe inflammation of the lungs. Both of these can lead to death. Tell your doctor right away if you have new or worsening symptoms, including trouble breathing, shortness of breath, cough, or chest pain. Before taking Ibrance, tell your doctor if you have fever, chills, or other signs of infection, liver or kidney problems, are or plan to become pregnant, or are breastfeeding. Common side effects include low red blood cell and low platelet counts, infections, tiredness, nausea, sore mouth, abnormalities in liver blood tests, diarrhea, hair thinning or loss, vomiting, rash, and loss of appetite.
Discover credit cards automatically double all the cash back you earn at the end of your first year, which means... Wait, hold up. Question for the audio engineer.
Go ahead.
Did I read that right? Discover automatically doubles all your cash back?
Yeah, that's what the script says.
So if I get a Discover card right now, I can earn twice the cash back.
Apparently. Wait! Unlimited first-year cash back match, only from Discover. See terms and learn more at discover.com/match.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Optimism is what we promote here on the Duggar program with Jay Kirshner and Doug Steffen. The fact that Chaka Khan is in the news. This is somebody who hasn't been around. I remember, I think she was around after I was a disc jockey, but I remember the music and the way she was always introduced. Chaka Khan. Chaka. Anyway, so she's taking shots at Adele and Mariah Carey, and so we'll find out whether this is just so much scratching on the blackboard or something else, because they've been referred to as double Bs. So what does that mean? It's not their bra size. Okay, to that after this.
It's been tough talking to my doctor about constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. I finally laid all my symptoms out there and how they keep coming back. She said I may have irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. We agreed it's time to try something different.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2 years old. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Visit a doctor in person or online. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by Avian Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
Tell me something good.
Never my favorite Chaka Khan tune, but it was a popular tune. So it's a good thing not everything depends on me and my point of view, right, Jay? I get everybody in here. So,
it's an iconic song. But this whole thing, like, she got catty. She got catty real quick.
Yeah. Right, so apparently she's PO'd at Adele and Mariah Carey because they came in on the all-time list of greatest singers higher than she did.
Well, she's actually really mad at the people behind Rolling Stone who did the 200 greatest singers of all time, because she came in at 29 behind Adele and Mary J. Blige and Mariah Carey. Aretha Franklin came in at number one, and she was saying, and she said, well, clearly she's getting her blind and deaf mixed up. She called them blind, expletive deleted, and says they are blind as an expletive deleted bat. They need hearing aids. These must be the children of Helen Keller. That's a direct quote. Minus.
Are you talking about the words. Double B, the blind B-I? Is that what you're referring to,
deleted.
The other B? Yeah. Why can't you use that word on the air? What's wrong with that word? It refers to female dogs. Why is that something? Huh? You're not comfortable.
Know. You want to say it and see what happens?
Well, I know
no,
nothing will happen. I just am not so sure that it is that bad.
That
or
a word? Yeah.
It's not. Well, it is. It's one of those words that has been optionalized, if you will, and marginalized because of how it sounds more than anything else.
Mm-hmm.
And the reference to...
The seven deadly words or seven bad words or
yeah,
whatever. And
I
sometimes just
is
depending on the
of
type of program you work or who you work for, you just can't... Like, I used to get in trouble for saying crap. And that's definitely not a bad word, at least I never thought it was.
Yeah.
But anyway, so we digress. Chaka Khan is just
very
angry.
Back at the real story.
Yeah, she is very angry at Rolling Stone, where she placed and whom placed in front of her.
Mm-hmm. So she's, what is she, wonder, number 189.
She's 29.
She's 29. Oh, Joan Baez is 189. And she says, let's be honest, the B-I-T-C-H can't sing. She was a good songwriter. So anyway,
she was mad that that person was even on the list.
Yeah, come on.
Significant.
Whitney Houston's two behind Aretha. That's appropriate.
Beyonce's number eight.
Yeah. Okay. I think she needs to get a life. This Chaka Khan.
So she wasn't happy.
28 after on Good Day.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Rob tried to manage his constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating day after day. After realizing it was irritable bowel syndrome with constipation or IBS-C, he found another way and finally said yes to adding Linzess.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2 years old. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by Abby.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. SpaceX's Crew 6 mission is finally off the ground.
3, 2, 1. Engines full power. And liftoff. Crew 6. Go Dragon. Go Falcon.
Liftoff from the Kennedy Space Center took place just after midnight Eastern Time. On board are 2 NASA astronauts, a Russian cosmonaut, and the first long-duration astronaut from the United Arab Emirates. The crew will spend 6 months at the International Space Station. A new report from the International Energy Agency, whose members comprise of many of the world's largest energy consumers, said emissions of carbon dioxide climbed less than 1% in 2022. This is despite many countries going back to burning coal as energy after the Biden administration ended America's energy independence. Today is officially Texas Independence Day, a tip of the hat to the Lone Star State. Lance Pry, USA News.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at GCNLive.com. That's advertise at GCNLive.com.
One in three adults has prediabetes. One in three. That means it could be you, your football buddy. Your football buddy. Or you, your best man. Your worst man. You, your dog walker. Your cat jogger. While one in three adults has prediabetes, with early diagnosis, prediabetes can be reversed. Take the risk test at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
You're having a good day.
Good day.
Makes a good day great and a bad day better.
Good day, sir!
The Doug Line's available. You have the opportunity right now to talk about what matters to you, your thoughts, your opinion. Let's have it. Jay and I are ready, willing, and able to hear, and more importantly, the audience wants to know what you're thinking. They want to hear it in your voice. So, let's go, Jay!
Have your voice heard and join the conversation by calling the Doug Line.
855-999-DOUG. That's 855-999-3684. Ow! Ow! Yep, 855-999-3684 connects with us along with all the other great ways to connect on social media. Facebook and Instagram is at Good Day Radio Show, and Twitter has us at Good Day On Air. I'm Doug Steffen with Jay Kirshner. Thursday morning, March the 2nd, at least morning where we are. It may not be morning where you are. There's a new report on illnesses that are affecting U.S. diplomats, referred to as the Havana Syndrome. Have you seen the information? Apparently, when this first started, I don't know, what, 10, 12 years ago, the foreign... supposedly Cubans were filling up the U.S. Embassy with all kinds of wild sounds and stuff that, you know, you can produce with various machines, sound waves, things you can't see.
Yeah, where, like, you wouldn't actually hear them, but all of a sudden you get nauseous for no reason at all.
Yeah, right, yep. Anyway, so those cases apparently, according to the latest research, were unlikely to have been caused by some foreign adversary, some type of directed energy weapon. The CIA has analyzed all this stuff, and they do not pinpoint the cause, but they point out that the environmental factors in this may have pre-existing medical conditions in some cases may have been the reason.
Yeah, like some odd combination that just happened to exist.
Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So are we doing this because we want the Cubans to be our friends? What's the deal? I think the nonsense we went through when Obama was in office, he normalized. I think Clinton tried to do it. I'm trying to remember what happened in the years that have passed since we stopped having relations with Cuba after Fidel Castro, who was the dictator, threw out the dictator that was there before he became the dictator. And one dictator replaced another. But because Batista, who was the guy that was in there before Fidel Castro, he was our friend, therefore he was a good guy. Castro came in, he's a commie, he doesn't like America, so all of a sudden he's bad and we can't do things with Cuba. Don't go to Cuba, even though Cuba is one of the most interesting places. I've never been. I've tried now three times to go to Cuba to do a broadcast. The only person I know of who was successful in actually going to Cuba and doing a broadcast was, what's his face, the late night guy. It looks like Howdy Doody. He's not doing it.
Conan O'Brien?
Yeah, Conan. Okay, he went down there. That worked. But they, for whatever the reason, they don't want radio. Anyway, the point is that it's a beautiful country, very interesting people, but because they're commies, we can't do business with those commies. We can do business with the commies in China, but we can't do business with the commies in Cuba. Now, you explain that. Trump made himself look pretty damn foolish when they pulled the plug on all that stuff, for whatever the reason. They're 90 miles offshore. People love to go there. Great for tourism and great for business. We can sell them all the grain that they need instead of having them buy it. Well, they can't buy it from the Ukrainians anymore because the Ukrainians' grain fields are all blown up. So who knows who they're getting their grain from now. But it's only one example of us being pretty silly, not doing business. If that's the excuse, they're commies, we can't do business with them, then you all look pretty dumb with all the communists. Half of the business done in the world is done with the commies in China. Huh? So we're not going to do business with Cuba anyway. So back to the real story here, the Havana syndrome apparently may be caused by the idea from the previous reports anyway, and noted both that similar psychological effects are caused by pulsed microwave or radio frequencies. The Soviets carried out a program on the U.S. Embassy with microwaves during the Cold War. So that's where we thought it came from, but analysts say the intelligence update likely means if there is a specific cause, it will never be determined. So you know what this all amounts to? A lot of hooey, a lot of nothing, 4 minutes of conversation on our part about nothing because they don't know anymore. They had a big study, spent a lot of government money to find out that they don't know any more than they didn't know before they did the study. Wow. Super, huh?
Yeah, and it's like all of the headlines make it seem like they figured it out. No, they've just confirmed one thing that is not to be true.
They didn't figure anything out. Okay, so let's do some people in the news, shall we, Jay?
We shall.
Story of Julio Cesar Bermejo, 26 years old. He apparently was a food delivery driver, now in the slammer in Peru. Police learned that he was in possession of a mummified human being that could be 800 years old. Police found the mummified remains after they encountered three men who were drinking in an old park. One of the men was the aforementioned Mr. Bermejo. He's in possession of a cooler. And the police looked inside the cooler, and what do you know? Human remains. Ain't that sweet? The man took the mummy apparently from his home to show to his friends.
Whom he named Juanita and called
right.
his
the mummy's called
girlfriend.
Juanita. Right, exactly. So I think these guys,
except
you know, down
Juanita's
there,
a dude.
A lot of peyote and What's that other stuff that I took when I was down in Peru?
What did you take? I never heard this story.
Really? No, what's
Dudley
that?
Dudley Stephan, what did you take?
I was out of it for over 24 hours. It was one of those things that they have down in Peru and what the heck is what it called? It's green, I know that. And it made me, I had to go to the bathroom and spend pretty much 24 hours in the bathroom after I had the stuff. And what it did to your brain, everybody knows what I'm talking about. There's a name, and I just can't think about it. I can't think of what the name is. But people who go down there, they do this, supposedly it makes them more spiritually connected or conscious. All it did was make me as sick as I have ever been. And it was miserable. Out of both ends, it was just nonstop. And so a lot of people go down there and think this is a great experience.
It was not for you.
You're going to have it. I don't want it.
Oh,
okay, next name.
Nope, we're good. We can move on.
Next. Charlotte Johnson, the next name in the news. Mother of a Texas fourth grader, says the fourth grader's teacher taped him to a chair. School investigating the claim. Ms. Johnson said her 10-year-old son named Zai was restrained by a teacher for being disruptive in the hallway at his elementary school. Ms. Johnson claimed the teacher left the classroom unattended. Zai was assaulted by multiple classmates. He was stuck in the chair and couldn't get out. His arms, however, apparently weren't taped down, so he used his hands to protect his face, according to his mother anyway. That sounds like Will Smith versus Chris Rock. So the school district didn't respond to the request for comment. The teacher accused of taping this youngster to his chair has been placed on administrative leave. Really? Duh. Ms. Johnson said she thinks the teacher should be fired, maybe even arrested, for cruelty to children. I guess
you can't tape people to chairs, regardless of their age.
I can remember I remember being wrapped on my knuckles once for doing something. I don't remember what it was, but I remember being wrapped with a yardstick on my knuckles for doing something in the second grade. I do remember that.
Wasn't that a normal kind of thing, though? Like you'd get one with like the
back in the good old days.
Yeah.
Yes, back in the good old days, you could get spanked.
It was socially acceptable.
Yeah, exactly. You get wrapped on your fingers, all kinds of things. But at any rate, I think this is, I'm with this lady. I think you don't do this with a child, no matter what. There's got to be other ways of disciplining a child. Or if you're going to do something like, you couldn't do it today, the dunce cap where you're a bad student, so you get to go to the corner with a dunce cap on. That stuff, couldn't get away with that in this era. And I'm not sure that it was very effective anyway. I can remember when I was teaching some of the unruly. The girls were never, maybe a few girls I can remember were unruly, but mostly it was the guys. And the reason they were unruly is because at that stage of their life, they were going through their hormonal development, and they were just trying to get the girls to pay attention to them. So all the foolishness and chicanery that went on in class was a result of boys trying to get girls' attention. That was all it was.
Makes sense.
Yeah. So, and there were a lot of silly things that were done. They'd bring those fart things, cushions to class and stick it on the seat before the girl. Yeah, right. So, I don't know how much harm there was in that. Okay, here's somebody else. Teddy Shaw, another name in the news. 19-month-old girl, first person to be cured of a rare condition using a new therapy that inserts functional versions of a faulty gene into her bone marrow. Wow, this sounds complicated and dangerous. But now young Ms. Shaw, 19-month-old baby, is predicted to have a long, normal, healthy life thanks to this cure.
What a good news story.
Imagine that, huh? The doctor says that she's running around now. She's a chatterbox, has no signs of the problems that she had before I can't pronounce this. They call it MLD because nobody. Metachromatic leukodystrophy. Okay, let's call it MLD. Anyway, imagine her parents thinking about that. And then other parents, you don't know if your child is born with this or other things because of faulty genes, mm-hmm. you're not going to know that, at least under the, probably sometime,
and sometimes
in the future people will know how to
There are tests for certain things in utero, but a lot of times those tests can cause more harm than is worth to just diagnose something.
So how'd they pay for this? This is a $3 million deal. Apparently,
it's usually grants. And
yeah.
if it was a test thing.
Yeah. There were 7 or 8 diagnoses of this, excuse me, last year. 1 in 40,000 to 1 in 150,000 babies might have this or something similar to it. So anyway, but the bottom line is Teddy Shaw is fine. That's fabulous. Here's some other good news coming from researchers about the decline in gasoline demand. According to a report that's out today, the impact on all of us, this is a result of, a couple of different things, actually. The decline in consumption, the trend that's here to stay because of the impact of what happened during COVID. People didn't go to work. So now a lot of people are staying home. I don't know. Every time I'm on the highway, there's always a traffic jam. Doesn't seem any different to me at all now from what it was. So I don't, maybe you can convince people that that's part. I know that office buildings don't have the kind of traffic that they used to, but for heaven's sakes. And then there's the impact of electric vehicles. That's part of it in terms of using less gasoline. You're not using less energy, you're using less gasoline. And it's important to differentiate between the two, I think. 48 after here on Good Day.
Wendy's knows cold and soggy fries are the worst.
So soggy.
That's why we're serving up hot and crispy fries all day, every day.
And all night until close.
With natural cut potatoes, sea salted to perfection.
Show me that potato skin.
Wendy's hot and crispy aren't like other fries. We're your dream fry. Choose wisely. Choose Wendy's hot and crispy fries.
Guaranteed to be hot and crispy. If yours aren't, bring them back and we'll replace them.
Right, my yachts are here for eBay Motors. So you have to drive 300 miles to your cousin's wedding. Okay, so it's his fourth. But you know what they say, fourth time's the charm. Well, here's the problem. Your tires are as bald as I am. But lucky for you, eBay Motors has tires for just about every make and model. Plus wheels, lug nuts, jack stands, and more. 122 million parts. Do they have tissues? Oh, good, because I'm definitely a crier. Get the right parts at the right prices. eBay Motors, let's ride.
What do you mean we went searching for fresher powder? We have full classes today.
Instructor down at Vesper Ski School.
Support each other to snowplow, honey. Not a way.
She needs more ski instructors to slalom through the day-to-day.
Pizza? Fries? Whoa, really? No, pizza, pizza!
Indeed can help her hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. We instantly connect you with quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Discover credit cards automatically double all the cash back you earn at the end of your first year, which means... Wait, hold up. Question for the audio engineer.
Go ahead.
Did I read that right? Discover automatically doubles all your cash back?
Yeah, that's what the script says.
So if I get a Discover card right now, I can earn twice the cash back.
Apparently. Wait! Unlimited first-year cash back match, only from Discover. See terms and learn more at discover.com/match.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
What a fabulous song.
My heart wants to sing every song we sing.
Julie Andrews. Fabuloso. Don't you love this? I don't think this is an age thing either, right? Anybody who's got any taste at all is going to love this. Am I right or not, Jay?
I would agree.
You're not Jay, Fire Berman.
It's iconic. No doubt about it.
When I say Jay and then Chucker pops up. All right, Chucker, this is your time, so let's get at it. 53.
Why is Jay stealing my time? I don't understand.
Well, because I asked her the question because I thought it would be a much nicer, sweeter way of getting into this.
Keep talking about me. Waste Chuck's time.
Barreling in here.
She could jump in the pool. It's all good. And I just want to bring up a point. We play that because this day in movie history, 1965, March 2nd, Sound of Music premiered in theaters, starring Julie Andrews and Christopher Plummer, went on to be one of the most popular movies in terms of ticket sale admissions of all time, ultimately won the Oscar for Best Picture. Still incredibly popular. But I'm going to tell you a story. This movie's released by 20th Century Fox, right? When Disney bought 20th Century Fox, when movie theaters, first-run movie theaters, like the one I'm involved in, Pocono Cinema in East Strasburg, want to do revival showings of classic films, Disney will not license any movie in their 20th Century Fox library or their Disney library, meaning if we want to bring back The Sound of Music on the big screen, we cannot. We can't show The Sound of Music. We can't show The Poseidon Adventure. We can't show Die Hard. We can't show Home Alone from 20th Century Fox libraries. All movies that used to do draw big crowds. The question is why? Because they think if it's playing on Disney Plus that you'll subscribe to Disney Plus. Yeah. And they, as if they actually care if 50 people show up to watch Die Hard the week of Christmas in a movie theater. It's so
ridiculous.
It's
stupid. Yeah.
It's just so ridiculous. It's insulting, to be honest with you.
It is, and that's Disney all from top to bottom. They're one of the worst companies in our country, if not in the world. Horrible.
You like them that much, huh?
Walt Disney rolls over in his grave two or three times a day, even though he's in a cryogenic laboratory, but he's still rolling around.
Talk about it. And I just want to point out also this day in a movie history, March 2nd, 1944, a movie called Casablanca at the 16th Academy Awards won the Oscar for Best Picture.
Yeah. And so the Oscars are a week from this weekend.
Yes.
I see in terms of awards, F. Murray Abraham, who is being honored. He's been around. He's in that White Lotus thing, isn't he?
Okay, I didn't know that.
I think he's in White Lotus. Anyway, he's being honored by the Boulder International Film Festival as Outstanding Performer of the Year. That's taking place this weekend. He was, don't you think that he was first on an Amadeus?
With all these awards that
you're going to finish this?
Yeah, I am. Okay. Of all the awards that all these celebrities get, you think it's a little more than self-indulgent than ever? Here's my thing. I like Brendan Fraser a lot. I hope he wins for The Whale. He's a good guy, but he seems like a great interview. But when you win an award and you get up there, you start crying. Like, it seems like, I don't know, it seems weird to do that with all, like I said this year, I think with all the craziness that goes on in the world, you win an award for a movie you did and like, you're emotionally breaking down. I don't know. I have a hard time relating to that. Am I a jaded person for saying that?
No, I think a lot of people have a hard time.
Tell me why.
No, okay, no, you're not. I think a lot of actors are just emotionally available, and already sometimes at the surface. And there's genuine emotions, but...
Yeah, well, I get it. It just feels okay, let me ask you another question. When he's doing that, when he's like on an emotional breakdown accepting his award for The Whale, do you as a person have a hard time watching that? I do. Like, I almost want to go in the other room.
Well, that's because you're not, that would be because you're not in touch with all of your emotions the way I like.
But there are some people who just cry, like, on the emotional scale of 1 to 10, if there's somewhere where they're just too, yeah.
I cry every day after Chuck's been here. All day, every day. Now, this thing, it's very sad.
Okay. I just wanted to bear my soul with that aspect.
Yes, and you did a fabulous job of doing that. You'll be back tomorrow, same time.
I will.
Same stage to bear your soul again.
Very much so.
All right, everybody, write that down. Make a note. Chuck her back tomorrow at this time to bear his soul. Meanwhile, Jay and I continue on here on the Good Day Program 50. What a colossal. Whatever it is, this program is colossal. It's 59 past the hour.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.